All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, Vladimir Prokopchuk, and he is the founder and CEO of Smartlytics and a Columbia University graduate. Smartlytics is a New Jersey-based marketing and development firm that brings smart solutions to clients. So welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So we'd like to get to know you. The first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
The best story is my origin story. And it all started when I immigrated with my family at a young age from a large city in Ukraine, in Western Ukraine, called Lviv. And we moved to the United States. Prior to arriving to the United States, my family stopped in Bratislava, Slovakia, for one night. Then we made our journey to Vienna, Austria, where we lived for a brief period of time in an apartment on a street called Ferdinandstrasse. And one evening, the family took a train through the epic Alps and arrived in Rome. And we lived for several months on Via Salento between Via Nomentana and Via Monte Maloa. And my grandparents hustled, basically selling whatever they had, the clothes that they brought from Ukraine and other things, art pieces at the local bazaar. And after living in Rome, the family made our way to New York City. We arrived in 1990 on a cool March evening at JFK Airport with nothing in our pockets, basically. And the family had to adapt to ever-changing conditions, and we eventually settled in New Jersey, and the family had to seek out work wherever they could, and our family persevered against all odds and laid a foundation for others. My family believed in hard work and patience, and anything is possible, and with that mindset, the family instilled in me in a young age that translated in various opportunities that spanned me working at a university to advising high-level officials at the United Nations. Since a young age, I've been familiar with marketing, and my entrepreneurial ways started in elementary school by flipping things and selling those items at a higher price to my classmates. My story kind of reminds me of Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
You know Gary V, right?
Yep, I'm familiar, yep.
Yeah, so it kind of reminds me of it because he's from Eastern Europe as well and with his family, and he's a marketing entrepreneur, and he actually sold items to his classmates, and then he went to like trade show gatherings and sold and made like thousands of dollars off of baseball cards. So like the underlying message is to work hard and be humble. And I remember actually meeting Gary V at Wine Library probably like around a year ago, which was a great experience.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I actually had the pleasure of interviewing him a few months ago at his office. So it was amazing.
That's awesome. At his office in New York City or...
Yeah, it was actually, he has a few offices there. So it was actually his, I think it's called Vayner X is what he calls it. It wasn't his like main office. It was another office.
Gotcha.
It was just awesome to meet him.
Yeah. He has like a bunch of divisions within the company, which is pretty cool. He has a marketing company, he has like a influencer like division where he signs like athletes and tries to help them with like endorsement deals, and then he has an investment firm as well, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So dude, thanks for sharing that with us. The next one I got for you is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I believe branding is the most valuable thing to know in marketing. And it's basically your reputation, how people view your company. And this is built over time. And one of the most valuable ways to build trust is through social media. And social media is a powerful tool that can reach an abundance of people. And a great example of branding is, maybe you're familiar with Fashion Nova, the brand Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
And it's like an affordable clothing company that grew exponentially because they targeted influencers, and those influencers wore their clothes, which many eyes saw the brand, and that's how trust was built over time. So branding would be probably the key, and anyone could do it. You just have to have a consistent message and just keep sharing it frequently.
And then what is your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
So overall business advice, I would probably say to just have patience. Yeah, empire isn't built in one day or in one year. It takes time. And a great business book that brings this concept to life is The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. He talks about having a long-term strategy in stock investing and not have a short mindset, because basically if you short sell, you're not gonna be rich over time. So that would be my overall business advice, would be to have patience. And it ties into one of my favorite books, which is The Intelligent Investor.
And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say that to my younger self, to explore more avenues at a younger age, not just for me, but for other young people that might be listening, just to explore as many avenues as you can, and also read as much as you can. So you're the most knowledgeable. You could be the most knowledgeable person you can be. And I have actually a quote from Gary Vaynerchuk. It says, "Time, the one asset none of us are ever gonna get more of." So time is of the essence. You have to do as much as you can, and whatever you love, you have to do it, because you don't know what tomorrow offers.
And then, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
The key to happiness is, personally, I think it's family. I think the people that you surround yourself with could basically influence the future of your life. So if you have friends, even friends, if you have friends that are negative and they're 100% just partying every single weekend and not actually building a business, then I would suggest you try to stay away from those type of friends and try to get a group of friends or family members that are actually building businesses. Try to go to meetup groups where you could actually grow. That's what I would say.
And then what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
One of the best books I read is 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And probably one of the best lessons that I got from it is a lot of stuff you could actually resource, like
outsource.
That's what I was meant to say. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Outsource. Yep. Because a lot of businesses do it, and it's more cost effective, and you'll have more time to do stuff like travel and spend time with family. So outsourcing is key, and there's a variety of sites that can help you with that, or you could talk to like alumni organizations at your school where you have you have certain students, that classmates that you went to class with that are in other countries, and they could possibly help you out with that.
And then what is your favorite quote and why?
My favorite quote is, actually did not prepare for this one. Favorite quote, because I really don't have a favorite quote per se. All I could remember is Gary Vee, just hustle, because just the term hustle. I can't recall a specific quote, because I mentioned Gary Vee's quote in a previous question, but I would just say hustle, inspired by Gary Vee, as much as you can, because you never know. Time is never given more to us, so you have to keep hustling at what you have, you know.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Last one I got for you: where can our listeners best connect with you online?
Definitely, the listeners could connect with me on www.smartlytics.io. That's smartlytics.io. And you can find my contact information there. And if you need help, if your company needs help in social media management and app development and cinematography, photography, graphic design, and a variety of other services related to marketing, then definitely reach out to me. I'll be happy to speak to you.
Perfect, man. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Tyler. Hope you have a great day.